here with Kendra Jajak. We're going to be doing a DNO article on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and featuring the young people or scientific leaders of tomorrow. That's you, right?
Yes.
Tell me about your project and your trip to Barbados.
My project was entitled Flushometer, Little Flushometer. Water, Big
okay.
Flush.
Great.
It includes the use of solar energy and one cup of water, about 550 ml, to flush a toilet. And it also includes a solar booster pump and a water pump, which enhances the solar panel's energy, and the water pump, which enhances the pressure of the water. And I won that competition in 2013. Went to Barbados for the regional competition, where we got the award for the best use of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and was further to Miami for the international competition. Miami won.
Well, home team advantage. Okay, you're flown to Miami. So yourself and
Miss Seraphine. And we're in Miami. We went to the Kennedy Space Center for educational purposes, and also the Museum of Science and Technology, MOSSI.
And tell me about MOSSI or Space Center. What struck you about that?
And the fact that struck me about the Space Center is that currently they're trying to grow fish on the moon using a protein pill to provide the fish with all the atmospheric conditions they need to grow on Earth as well as on the moon. And for MOSSI, they developed a 3D printer which can basically print out anything in 3D, for example, a car or a helicopter.
We're going to go back and then we're going to go forward. So how did your interest in science begin, and how did you get to the point where you were winning competitions?
My interest in science began a very long time ago at a tender age. I always had an interest in electricity, the way that it works. And it really started when I was shocked, had an electric accident when I was younger from pushing a metal object into a live circuit. And from then on, I was really interested in how that really happened.
You were how old when you put it in the socket?
I was about 6-7 years, very young.
Okay. Well, you say you were shocked. What happened?
The first instinct was to pull your hand back. Well, it hurt at the moment, but after sitting down and thinking about it, I really wondered, how that happened? What caused me to pull my hand back? And why did I pull my hand back after feeling what I felt? And after I asked questions, they told me about it. And then I started reading books, and I was just enticed by everything about electricity.
And what did your parents tell you about putting things in sockets?
Oh, I got a beating from my mother, but it was worth it because I learned something. And my mother told me that metals are conductors of electricity and that is wrong. They told me that wasn't enough. I wanted to find out on my own why it was wrong and why a metal is a conductor of electricity. And at 6 years old, you don't really know what is a conductor. Mm-hmm. So I had to find out what is a conductor.
So what is your future aspirations? You mentioned about nuclear engineering.
My future plan is to become the first woman nuclear engineer in the Caribbean. Not really the radioactive part about it, but more for medical purposes. And if it leads me to radioactive, I will come it as well once it has to do with nuclear engineering. And I think that nuclear engineering is needed in the Caribbean, not more for bombs, but for medical purposes. For example, PET scans use nuclear in India, and a PET scan is originally called a nuclear scan, but because when people think of nuclear, they get afraid, they just call it a PET scan.
You say you try to read a science article every day?
Every day, yes. Science and technology and engineering to me is the most important aspects of my life. While other people or young people my age at the age of 18 go out and have fun with their friends, I prefer to stay home and keep up to date with the latest technology that's involving, because at the end of the day, technology is taking over the world slowly and there is no longer the use for human resource. So I keep myself up to date with technology.
But you also have a very vibrant faith, do you?
Yes, I do. I celebrate at the Deliverance Baptist Church in Goodwill, where I enjoy taking part in the drama. I love acting, I love theater. I just love arts on all. I love poetry as well. I love worshiping God. God gave me the wisdom that I have to use, so I just like to spread it, share it with everyone, and also while sharing it, I like to share my faith with them that God is real and that is the one true Savior.
Do you think there is a very well said, very well said. Do you think there is a conflict between science and faith?
Yes, there is a conflict because scientists believe that the Earth was created through the Big Bang Theory when the planet smashed and that whole stuff. But then when you read the Bible, you learn that God created the heaven and the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. So that conflict, that controversy will always be there between scientists and the Bible. But it is you to decide on your own which one you believe in. Yes, you can be a scientist and not believe in the Big Bang Theory, or you can be a worshipper of God and believe in the Big Bang Theory. But at the end of the day, it all depends on your mentality, your mental strength to know which one is right and which one is actually just a myth or a fact. Opinion, not a fact.
Do you believe that 7 days creation was a 24-hour period, or it could be a 24-millennia period, or does it really matter?
7 days to, well, I think it was actually a 24-hour period because he was God, he's all-knowing, he's just awesome, God just amazing. Yeah. So I think it's a 24-hour period.
How do you explain dinosaurs and fossils and the various?
I believe that dinosaurs existed because they said that their bones currently being digged up around the world, but also you know that with news there can be friction to it as well, or opinionated facts, just to show that what they said is true. Because scientists, if they prove something, for example Einstein, he died, but no one's still proven that his theory was actually, no one can solve his theory. So, yeah, I think that dinosaurs really existed.
In particular, physics, how did you react? I know how I reacted when I started learning about, the deeper aspects of physics and matter and energy. How do you feel about physics?
At first, I had a negative attitude towards physics because I was like, maths again, calculations again. But deeper into it, I understand that maths and physics go hand in hand, and once you're good at maths, you'll be able to pass physics. And now I think that physics is just like the most extraordinary thing I've been introduced in my entire life. I love fission, I love fusion, I love the bonding of molecules, I love matter. This is the smallest component that cannot be broken down. It can only be broken down through chemical reactions. I just love it. But physics is my favorite, but the chemical part of it, which relates to chemistry, I will not gravitate towards that.
Tis the season. So tell us about Christmas, your feelings of Christmas, Christmas past, Christmas now, but the deep, and also the deeper meaning of Christmas. Let's close on that note.
Christmas, I enjoy Christmas, especially for the fruitcake and the sour juice, but on a whole, we celebrate Christmas to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. He was born in a manger many thousands of years ago, but I think that currently our culture is taking on the Christ in Christmas. We more focus on celebrating with alcohol and going around, spending money shopping to make our houses look beautiful, instead of focusing on the true meaning of Christmas. Before, you could feel the Christmas spirit, but now Christmas is just like not an ordinary day, just any other holiday, for example New Year's or Easter. But I think we should focus more on the Christ part of Christmas and gravitate less towards the celebration, the eating part of Christmas.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm so excited because I can see the article, and I think it will touch, it's a ministry. It will hopefully somebody reads it and get to think and get to know who is this kind of person, and will be really blessed by your accomplishments and by your thoughts, your aspirations. And so thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.